to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Valentine's at School, and in the grammar notes we will cover some of the preterite. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday through Friday I will bring you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Valentine's at School. Yesterday, I looked over my shopping list and saw something that my children had written down. Valentine's for school were the instructions that I read. What they meant by that were little cards that are designed especially for school children. Here in the US, it is tradition for the children to give a miniature card to each of their classroom buddies. Sometimes the teacher will allow a treat or tiny toy to be attached or taped to the card, something like an eraser, a pencil, or a small chocolate. It is a tradition which is unfortunately driven by materialism. Valentine's Day itself is not celebrated in a huge way at all by the general public. It is true that there are cards, flowers, and chocolates all over the place to give as gifts for a loved one, but it is not a holiday. The children take their card distribution very seriously, though. The teachers even print out a list of the names of the children in the class, so each child can write the correct names on the little gifts. The older children will read about St. Valentine. The younger ones will usually cut and paint big red or pink hearts for their parents or guardians. Last night, as my children prepared their valentines, it was all business. They each counted out the cards, wrote the names, added treats, and put them into a paper bag ready for school today. And beware anyone who wished to interrupt. "Hey, that's my card. Don't use my pencil. You'd better leave enough chocolates for my class." I think some of the Valentine spirit should have been directed at each other, let alone their friends. Grammar notes. Practice of the preterite with new vocabulary. Miniature. My father bought me a miniature glass house for my birthday. Driven. He was driven to madness by her constant nagging. Guardian. Her aunt became her guardian when her parents died. Beware. Beware the stranger from the forest, warned the old man. Well, thank you so much for listening. That's it for today. Remember, there's another podcast tomorrow, and you can always download the text and grammar notes and have a look at the photo at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Until next time, bye-bye.